Welcome to Unscripted Wrestling. This is kind of a special report. I'm one of the hosts, Dan, here with Eric and Doug. This isn't our main show or even our backup show, but with the events going on in the wrestling world today, we figured we'd do an emergency show. How's everyone doing?
Yep. Good. How about yourself? Bye.
I'm okay.
Oh, yeah.
How are you, Doug?
Clint is not here, right?
No, I think he's working, but he hasn't answered my text, so.
So, we're not going to do plugs today. We're not going to do previews or any of that. We're going to get right to fucking business. Excuse my language.
Exactly.
But WWE, so for the viewers, we'll get right into it. We'll fill you in. There's been quite a few budget cuts today by WWE. Quite a few releases. A lot of talent, producers, even a referee.
Yep.
Doug, what was your reaction when you first read the article today? I know it keeps growing and growing, the list, but what was your initial thoughts?
Initial thoughts? Yeah. I feel bad for everybody that no longer has a job. I feel really bad for... I mean, it just kind of proves now, too, that nobody is ever safe. I mean, Mike Chioda has been with that company since the early 90s.
Okay. And I agree with that. Let's go through each name. Now, the producers I'll put together. Actually, it doesn't even have the producers on here. So there's Billy Kidman got kicked. Mike Rotunda, Lance Storm, Hurricane Helms, Scott Armstrong, Pat Buck, Sarah Stock, and Sean Devari. And also Fit Finley.
Yep.
All those producers / agents are gone. Doug, we know what Finley's done for the business. Finley—he's one of the most underrated agents. You know, he's helped Dawn did a lot of the women, Trish Stratus. We know what Billy Kidman and Lance Storm and Hurricane Helms has done for the business. We know what Mike Rotunda has done for the business. How big is this on its own? Just all those talented agents.
It just, again, it goes to show nobody is safe. And, I mean, I think it sucks, especially with how long a lot of them have been with the company. I mean, look at Rotunda.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Just, I mean, it's a sad situation. Now, has the list grown at all since since we last looked at it, you know, a little bit ago?
Here's the official list I have. I don't know who Alexander Jackis or whatever is. Is that NXT?
I believe
yeah.
so.
Okay, so we got him, Deonna Purrazzo from NXT. We have fan favorite Rusev, No Way Jose, Zack Ryder, Maria and Mike Kanellis, Rowan, Primo and Epico, Mike Chioda, the referee, Sarah Logan, EC3, Leo Rush, Aiden English, Heath Slater, The Club, Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows, Kurt Hawkins, Drake Maverick, and Hall of Famer Kurt Angle. Now, there's a lot to unpack here. There's a lot to dive into. Eric, have you seen Drake Maverick's video yet? That he released on his Twitter.
Not yet. Let me check.
Both of you guys, I would check that out because he's in tears. And that's after he received the phone call. He has announced that he will still be participating in the Cruiserweight tournament. So they're not replacing him. He's still taking place in the tournament.
Yeah, but obviously he's not going to win the damn thing.
Yeah. Well, let's break down some of these names, though. Because here's a couple of names that I understand and am borderline okay with. Mike Kanellis already asked for it. So Mike and Maria, I'm fine with. On a talent, by the way, I'm never fine with someone losing their job and not being able to provide for their family. I mean, I'm fine with this artistically, creativity, what they bring to the table, how much they draw. That's what I mean I'm fine with. And as far as that goes, no way, Jose. He didn't need to be there anymore. He hasn't done much. Primo and Epico, it was going to happen eventually. EC3, Eric Young, they were doing nothing with those two. Aiden English has shined at some points, but they really haven't let him do much. Kurt Hawkins was inevitable. I think the big names here, guys, have to be the OC, Drake Maverick, Leo Rush, definitely, because he was just Cruiserweight champion. Zack Ryder, I don't think anyone saw that coming. Mike Chioda, obviously. Rusev, and obviously. Rusev and Kurt Angle are huge, too. So.
Yeah.
Is this a misstep?
Let me just kind of chime in here. Now, the reason why WWE did this, and again, like, and this is just me kind of looking at the company's point of view. They can't run TV right, or they're running TV right now very limited. And Vince McMahon just lost a lot of money by declaring bankruptcy for the XFL. And right now, WWE technically should not even be in business. Okay?
Yeah.
But they are. Because, you know, they would not stop taping last week, even when Florida officials tried to shut them down.
Yep.
And they were just like, no, we're just going to keep going. So Florida had two options: either throw them all to fucking jail, or just say fuck it, you're essential. Now it cost Vince more money because Vince actually had to pay $18 million to get deemed essential.
Yeah,
that's not official, right?
I read it somewhere. I don't know if it's actually official, but I know he had to pay some money.
Yeah.
Well, you speculate that.
I'm not necessarily. Somebody else speculated it, and I read it.
I read that too.
Yeah. It's fucking nuts, everything that's going on here. I don't understand Rusev.
They weren't doing anything with him. And plus, he was negotiating a contract anyway.
Yeah. Hasn't he wanted out anyway?
I think he wanted out. But here's the thing. Lana wanted to stay because Lana likes money.
Yeah.
So Lana re-signed with the company. I mean, who really gives a rat's ass? I mean, they should dump her ass too.
Yeah.
But no, Rusev was in the middle of contract negotiations to begin with, and he wasn't. I guess he wasn't making any progress, so they made the decision for him.
Yeah. Now, keep in mind, some of these could still be resigned after this whole thing, just in the future. It's not out of the question that some of these could be rehired.
Doug said that, too. I highly doubt it. I think everybody comes back at some point. But I don't know about right when this is over. Because you don't recoup off of a $600 million loss in a few months.
Exactly.
So
I'd
say
it's gonna take a while. And I didn't mean to interrupt you, Daniel, but
it's all right. That was a big note too that you interrupted.
But, the thing is that, like, even when this pandemic is over with, you know, who knows how long it's going to take for everything to bounce back.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so, I was saying, there's probably more to come, too. I don't think today's the last day that this is going to happen.
Yeah. Do you think there's any bigger names coming to come? Do you expect a bigger name?
I don't know.
I can't think of any right now, but... Who hasn't
there's
been
still
used?
A bunch of guys that are just taking up space on that roster, though.
Maybe Bobby Lashley?
No, I don't think they're going to get rid of Lashley. I do think that Cedric Alexander and Ricochet are in trouble.
No way.
Yeah. Now, if Ricochet got cut, that would be big. That's a big name right there. and Alexander.
Well, you also have to think, out of all these people, Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson were arguably a pretty big part of one of the best things to happen at WrestleMania this year. So they just actually had a fucking WrestleMania moment. And now they're gone.
That's crazy. That's crazy, isn't it?
Drake Maverick it's hugely crazy. These guys just had a huge moment with AJ Styles. I know they're his lackeys, but still, that's a WrestleMania moment. And now they're fucking gone. Sarah Logan just had a match yesterday, and they set up this thing where they broke her arm. And I guess that's how they wrote her off, because now she's gone, even though she had potential, and they were trying to do something with her. So, what the
fuck?
That's
a big loss for the women's division.
You know who I think actually might be next?
Who?
Natalya.
No way. They can't burn any more bridges with the hearts. No. Now you guys are just talking bullshit. No way Sasha Banks leaves. Unless she quit.
And remember, she almost did kind of walk out.
She didn't almost. She actually walked out.
Yeah, so
she's gone for a few months.
And you know how Vince is. Vince likes to doesn't forget stuff like that. I'm just saying.
No way. She draws though.
All
the people on this list, and I'm not trying to be a dick, but out of all these people on this list, the only legitimate draw was Rusev. He's the only one that's been legitimately over. To the level, like, the crowds were chanting Rusev Day for a lot. This time, a couple years ago, he could have been a world champion anywhere else. But WWE didn't want to book him like that.
Yeah.
He has been hugely over for the past couple years. And they have done nothing with him. So he's the only guy here. Zack Ryder was huge in 2011.
Yeah.
I was actually surprised when I saw Zack Ryder's name. I wasn't surprised at fucking Curt Hawkins because, no offense to him, he seems like a good guy, but I don't think he's ever drawn a dime. Zack Ryder, he has been incredibly loyal to that company, though. And
yeah.
He rose himself up. I think Zack Ryder could actually go somewhere and do big things, even though he's kind of older.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think they're going to get rid of Chelsea Green?
His girlfriend or wife or?
Well, fiance, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
She's young. She's getting a little bit of a push, though.
Yeah. Exactly. But they haven't released a lot of women. They've released what, like two or three?
Yeah. Also,
they released Sarah Logan, Deonna Purrazzo, and then the female agent.
Okay.
Yeah. Dude, Leo Rush was just Cruiserweight Champion, like what, 2 months ago?
Yeah, and he's been a mainstay on 205 Live and NXT. I don't know what the fuck they're thinking.
Like, I know he left for a while and he came back and he was problematic. Like, he was starting shit with Finn Balor or whatever. But this dude fucking, he was just cruising a champion. He was a big part of NXT for a little bit. What the fuck?
Isn't he part of this tournament? Or, wasn't he supposed to be part of this tournament?
Probably.
Yeah, I think so.
So those names, I don't really get. And obviously, I mean, Kurt Angle doesn't need the money, and he was – that's one – I'm going to get heat for this, but I'm okay with that one because he's got the money. He's just on the payroll to be on the payroll because he's loyal to Vince now. Yeah. And there's plenty of those people that could actually probably get the – Mick Foley doesn't need to be on the payroll. A lot of those Legends contracts, they're just signed to be, you know, I mean, it's cool, but, you know, if you can't afford stuff.
Kurt was also producing. He was a producer, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not cut some of the Legends contracts? It's a dicky thing to do, but what are they doing for the company now?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Is that like with the Legends contract, the Legends are getting paid by appearance.
No, they're not.
That's true. All
right. Yeah, they're getting paid. No, they're getting paid by appearance. It's just basically a Legends contract basically just says every time they have a special event that requires Legends to be there, these Legends are, you know, supposed to be there.
Yep, exactly. Now, do you guys think they would release, like, not Nia Jax, but I'm trying to think of a woman that they could cut.
I heard Kairi Sane could be on the chopping block.
That makes no sense.
I can't think of it. I'm trying to think of a big name that they could cut. I mean, Kyrie would be a big name.
Because you guys got to think it's perception, too. Kyrie Sane just made event at a pay-per-view. She was the main event of Hell in a Cell. You know, they want us to care about these people, and then they're fucking – it's crazy to me that
– yeah.
I don't know. But I agree with, like, EC3 and shit like that. Because what is EC3 doing for the company? Which isn't his fault, by the way. They're not putting him in the position to do anything for the company. But
exactly,
he's someone that's not providing right now, so I understand. Just like Primo and Epico. You know, they haven't ever really drew. You know, Sarah Logan I don't agree with because that's a young potential, could be something. So that's kind of bullshit. Like, I understand a No Way Jose. I completely understand Kurt Hawkins. Because he's not doing anything. You know, if you're not providing for the company, get out of here. But Leo Rush is entertaining. Right. Leo Rush could be something someday.
And he's still young.
All right, guys, I'm going to leave the rest of the pod for you. I'm signing off.
Okay.
By the way, Hager and Moxley, I can't wait.
That's going to be a fantastic match. Oh, I'll ask you one question before you head out.
What?
Where do you think Luke and Anderson and the Gallows go? Back to New Japan or
the club is gonna reunite. That is what I'll say.
Oh wow. Okay.
He's either going to, they're either going to New Japan or they're going to go hang out with the Young Bucks.
What do you
but
think?
With them in the Revival, though, those are two top tier tag teams. And AEW doesn't need any more tag teams. They have enough.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It'll be interesting.
I think Sarah Logan would be good for the women's division for AEW. Just putting it out there.
Yeah, she could add. Out of all the people, for AEW, I would only pick up maybe Rusev. But I would definitely pick up Gallows and Anderson. And I would probably invest in Rush, too.
And Sarah Logan, I could see EC3 going to NWA. Reuniting with Drake. What do you think, Doug?
I mean, here's what I think. First of all, I don't think AEW is going to pick up anybody right now. And I tried to say this
earlier,
and he said I was stupid. But I'm not. Well, yeah. But AEW is not going to pick up anybody right now because they're not going to hire anybody during this pandemic, especially with the fact that, one, they're not – everything has already been taped. They're good until May. They're basically good until Double or Nothing.
Exactly.
Okay? So – and the fact that, you know, they actually do care somewhat about, you know, about their roster.
Yep.
I mean, you got to remember, too, they almost got shut down.
Yeah.
They almost got shut down in Georgia, and they basically had to say, oh, don't worry, we're not going to do anything. You know, we're just finishing up our tapings for tonight, and then we're done. Like, we're out. You don't have to worry about us.
Yeah, they did a bunch of taping and it out.
Yeah. But then you have WWE who, you know, they're told, please shut down your tapings, you're not essential. And they kept going anyway, basically to say, fuck you.
Yep.
And then Vince goes ahead, gets the governor, and gets Trump on the phone and basically says, no, we need to keep going. We're not stopping.
Yep, money talks.
Here's the thing. They should have just fucking thrown them in jail.
Yeah. I mean, they should have just said, fuck you, and said no. But when you have two buddies of his, one is the governor of Florida and one is president of the United States, then you have all the power right there. And money talks, so. Unfortunately,
it basically, it came down to, all right, we either throw them in jail and Vince probably gets ass raped by a 350-pound black man that's probably doesn't like his programming, or we just fucking let them go because they're going to do whatever they want anyway.
Yeah. Exactly. How surprised were you about Mike Chioda?
Very surprised. I mean, the guy's been around for 30 years. I mean, and he's been loyal to the company.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, and again,
I don't know why they cut him.
Because they're trying to save money, Eric. This is all about money. Vince lost too much money with the XFL.
He
has to do
something.
And you got to remember, he's 74 years old. And he just lost out. I mean, he was going to spend the majority of his time with the XFL. He can't do that anymore because he declared bankruptcy on it. And, you know, the XFL was starting to gain some steam. and they were doing good. But unfortunately, you know, the pandemic happened.
Yeah, and that killed it, so, which sucks.
The coronavirus basically told him to go fuck himself, just like it told me to go fuck myself when it came to making Easter candy. And, I mean, it's unfortunate. And Vince McMahon, because he's 74 years, Vince McMahon needs something to do. Vince McMahon can't just sit home and look at his wife and his grandkids. All right?
Yeah.
He's got to have something to do. Because if he doesn't have anything to do, he's going to lose his purpose in life and he's going to die.
Yep.
And I know a lot of people are not necessarily against that. But, I mean, that's the way it is. I mean, he's not going to feel like he has a purpose in life. If the WWE is not going on anymore.
Exactly. But you have any more thoughts on all this before we head out?
I mean, I'll just say this. I mean, I personally think, and I get why they're still going, and I appreciate what they're doing, but I do think that they are putting people at risk because people still are contracting this disease.
Yeah, I agree with it.
So I appreciate the sentiment of, okay, we want to keep stuff going. I personally think they should have just taped everything. I get why they didn't. You know, Clinton explained it to us last Sunday, and I get the reason.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the fact that you know, they're trying to keep live programming going so people have something, people have an escape from this whole thing. However,
exactly.
And this should be no surprise to anybody, Vince McMahon is very selfish, and he is putting people at risk for this. I mean, and here's another way you can actually look at it, too. These are probably all people that said, hey, we don't want to work during this pandemic.
Yeah. And
like, they probably do not want to work matches during the pandemic. So Vince was probably just like, okay, well, then you're not going to work. Bye.
Yeah. He does hold grudges.
Yeah.
Even if it takes
so long. I mean, we got to look at it like this, unfortunately. I mean, he's a no good piece of shit.
Yeah.
I mean, there's really no, I mean, there's probably nicer ways to put it, but I mean, point blank, I mean, Vince McMahon's a no good piece of shit.
Yeah.
If he wasn't a no good piece of shit, then they would have complied with Florida guidelines. He wouldn't have bribed anybody, and you know, they would have just taped stuff and they would have gone away. They would have just taped stuff and everybody would be safe, you know, with their families. But no.
Yep.
I mean, he's selfish. He's a selfish piece of shit who, that's just the way it is. And he probably, and I'm sure I'm going to get heat for this, but guess what? I don't fucking care.
I don't care either.
These are probably people that probably said, hey, this is too risky. We don't want to work during this pandemic. So he's like, okay, pals. If you don't want to work during the pandemic, then you're not going to work at all. See you, bye. You're fired.
Yep. And Dana White the same way. No.
Vince McMahon and Dana White are basically the same person. They're both pieces of shit who people off on a daily basis. See, here's the thing. One of these days, they're both going to piss off the wrong person.
Yeah.
they're both going to piss off the wrong. They're going to both piss off the wrong person, and they're going to end up as subjects on Dark Side of the Ring.
I'm surprised they haven't yet. But that's another. But yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say one last thing. I just hope this whole thing goes away and then we get back to somewhat normal in a couple weeks or whatever. And all these wrestlers find different, get jobs again so they can provide for their family. It's a sad time in the wrestling world.
It's a sad time in the wrestling world, and they will bounce back eventually. The problem is, and it's a sad time for everybody. The issue is, it's going to take a while for the economy to bounce back.
Yep.
So even if the pandemic ends in like a month, you're still going to have businesses that are still going to suffer.
And that's unfortunate. Small businesses, the restaurants.
Yeah.
I mean, when the restaurants open back up, everybody's going to be going back to restaurants in a heartbeat.
Yeah, but the fast food restaurants are still making a killing, though, because there are people that would much rather DoorDash.
Yeah. You guys still do that, too, sometimes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But what else? In AEW tonight, so we'll sign off.
Won the poll?
I had to put a tiebreaker up, so it's going to be between Chris Benoit and world titles. It was still 13-13.
Okay.
I put it up before we went on air on Twitter, and I put it in old school group, so that way there's not another. That way there's at least a couple more votes. Hopefully there's not a tie by tomorrow.
Okay. Awesome.
Yep.
All right,
so
we're going to sign off here because it's almost time for AEW.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Daniel. We'll talk to you guys in 2 days in our regular show.
All righty.
And Doug, I might see you tomorrow. Who knows if I...
Oh, don't make me that promise. You're going to go falsely looking for me again. You're probably gonna go up at the cash or up in the front of the store and say, "Oh, is Doug here somewhere?" Oh yeah, you know he's in this place. Okay, well, just tell him I looked for him.
No, I'll look for you if I go in. I'll let you know.
Right.
I'll catch you when I'm if I do go.
Okay.
You work in the morning?
Yeah, I'm like 9 to 4:30. I don't know where I'm gonna be. I've been in market all week, but yet I've been scheduled for order pickup. But they've had me in market.
Okay. Yeah, our cafe looks so weird with all those stuff there.
Yeah.
Hopefully we get back to our cafe soon, but who knows. Well, thank you, Doug, again. Enjoy the show tonight.
All right, you too.
Yep.
All right,
bye, everybody.